What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Hello, it's great to see you. Thank you for joining us for our live show in Cape May at the Grand Hotel. It's me, Rich Zioli, with you. With you till 7 o'clock. We've got a lot of great guests coming by, including our next guest. He is running for the United States Senate with a legitimate chance to actually win in New Jersey and a chance for us to flip the Senate red. Ladies and gentlemen, Curtis Bashaw. Curtis, how are you?
I'm great, Rich. Great to be here. Good to see everybody. Great crowd here in Cape May. Love Cape May.
You run a business in Cape May, and
I do.
Pay people and create jobs, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, we have about 1,000 employees running around town right now, taking care of guests all over the place at Congress Hall, the Virginia Hotel, the Beach Shack. It's good. Favorite time of the year.
I mean, those are all lesser places than the Grand Hotel, obviously. With all due respect, Curtis,
obviously. The Grand is the Grand.
Oh, come on. It's all in good fun. You got a good chance of winning this election, and that's because not only is your campaign got a lot of momentum, but we have two Democrats running. So Bob Menendez was indicted, as you all know, again, but he's still running for U.S. Senate. He's not the Democrat nominee. He's running third party. So that gives you, I think, a very strong opening move to make here.
It sure does. If the Democrats are going to be fighting each other, that doesn't hurt us as Republicans. We would cherish a three-way race. I'd like to characterize it. You have Bob Menendez, who's been a political boss and an insider for years. You've got Andy Kim, who's been a bureaucrat, only taking a government paycheck his whole life. And you've got me, a business guy that's created 1,000 jobs, lived by a budget, and made payroll every 2 weeks. So to contrast the boss and the bureaucrat with the business guy, I'm ready for that fight. We're looking forward to taking it to the voters this fall.
I saw that you accepted the debate. I don't know if there's a date yet, but I saw Menendez is probably going to be doing that as well. That's going to be crazy to have three people on a stage, including one of them who is, you know, Gold Bar Bob. I mean, he's legendary. And the Democrat Party, of course, is also going through its own awakening right now with the news last week. So you probably couldn't have picked a better time to run. You also have Trump on the ballot, which I look as a positive because every Republican is going to turn out in this election. And a lot of times Republicans stay home.
The stars are definitely in alignment to bring this seat back to the Republican side. It's been a 52-year drought since we've had a Republican senator in New Jersey. The monopoly that the Democrats have had on this state and on our federal delegation has not worked for New Jersey. We are 49th in what we get back from the federal government, and yet we're number three or four in what we contribute. The debates we're very excited about. Again, if there's two guys, a boss and a bureaucrat, and me on that debate stage, we're going to have a lot of fun with them. And I think the voters of New Jersey are sick and tired of the extremism on the Democratic Party side. It is not your grandmother's Democratic Party. Andy Kim needs to be unmasked as the progressive liberal that he is. We intend to do that. And I think that with Menendez's corruption, voters are ready for outsiders. They want somebody that can bring people together and get things done for our country.
Let's talk about the border, immigration. I mean, there's an actual national security crisis happening at the southern border every single day in this country. We see it. And there is so much talk about, on the federal level, these messy border bills that have nothing to do with the border. I mean, we got to deal with the border being open before we do anything else. Do you agree with that, Curtis?
Could not agree. I was down to the border in Yuma, Arizona, about 3 or 4 weeks ago. Amazing, amazing experience to stand there in the middle of the night. We got to the border at 12:30, stayed until 2:30 in the morning. I watched 60 people walk through an unfinished section of that border, 4 from China, 4 from Syria, a bunch from Eastern Europe, Ecuador, Venezuela, Mexico, Peru. They get their their asylum date, and they have their tickets already out of Phoenix to fly wherever they want to in our country. The thing that was crystal clear to me in this trip was that we've been conflating immigration policy with border security.
Yeah.
They're tying themselves in knots with these strange bills, but the fact of the matter is a secure border is not a partisan issue. A sovereign nation is entitled and should have a border. That's where its sovereignty starts. There are ports of entry to that through that border, and those ports of entry should be lockable. You lock your door when you go to bed at night. You don't leave the door open with the light on for people to come into your house in the middle of the night. Why we're doing this as a nation makes no sense. And the thing that's an opening for us in this race in New Jersey is independent voters and Democratic voters see that. And they're feeling the impact in New Jersey. We have become a border state. There are thousands and thousands of illegal migrants coming into our communities, especially poorer communities in the northern part of our state, and those voters don't like it. They're taking seats in underfunded classrooms. They are taking housing that's scarce, and it's upsetting people. New Jerseyans deserve to feel safe and secure in their homes and communities, and the United States of America needs to have a border. We can't talk immigration policy until we have a border. So I don't understand why it's not finished. We need to do that as we get in there with Donald Trump, with our Senate seat, and electing a lot of Republicans this fall.
Love it. Love it. Curtis Bashaw is with me. He is the Republican nominee for U.S. Senate. Now, you've been in the service industry for many years, naming all those hotels that you named, and you only get one chance to name them. The Grand Hotel was very strict on that. You can only name them
once. I'll never mention them again.
Never again. But a lot of the people that work for you, obviously, are their servers, their bartenders. Donald Trump just announced a policy last week where he's going to get rid of taxes on people's tips in the service industry. Is that something Senator Bashaw would support?
Absolutely. I will tell you this. Small businesses are burdened with being unpaid tax collectors in our society. We have to collect the taxes. If there's some mistake, you're guilty until proven innocent. It's a crazy policy, and the tip thing is especially hard. People tip their server, they tip their server. Don't make us try to account for that, chase down people, and it makes sense for the servers too. The service industry struggles to find employees. A third of our employees are probably first-generation Americans. We welcome them because they came legally, and we appreciate their service. But I think it's a great idea and support the president's initiative.
I do, too. I think it's fantastic. In fact, there's even a clip, CBS News even acknowledging what a great campaign move it is, because the Republican Party has become the party of the working men and women in this country. It's been a seismic shift. It was even James Carville's group that identified that. The trend now, since they started asking the question when Roosevelt was president, now more working people, people that actually work for a living, not like DeSantis, people that actually work for a living, they are voting Republican because they think that, and then the Democrats are the party of the faculty lounge, all these elitists, and they're out of touch with people completely. Curtis, the other thing is, as I look out the window there, with my attention span, I look out the window a lot. Beautiful, gorgeous views of the ocean, gorgeous views of the Jersey Shore. But if the Democrats get their way, what we'll be looking at are thousands and thousands of gigantic wind turbines the size of the Eiffel Tower. Trump has said if he's president, he'll kill them on day one. Exactly. We got to stop these things.
Yeah, not if we get elected. I'll tell you, it's a silly proposition to shackle New Jerseyans and our utility rates with these costly windmills. They're not environmentally sound. It's a bad thing for the Jersey Shore economy. The Jersey Shore is one of the anchors of New Jersey's economy, and we need to focus on technologies that leapfrog past these somewhat primitive technologies that I think we don't want to turn our energy independence away to foreign countries coming in to build windmills on our shoreline.
Yeah, well said. And they're not efficient. That's the other thing, too. They're made in China, and then you still got to bring the power to the shore, so you got to run massive cables. You're going to destroy the beaches. I mean, there are people down here, to go back to the people in the service industry, they make their living comes down to 3 or 4 months out of the year. They got to crush it, right? If people decide, I don't want to go to the Jersey beaches because I don't want to be staring or hearing wind turbines, or watching as a dead whale washes up, which can ruin your entire day, by the way, We're going to have a lot of people hurting, a lot of businesses hurting.
Yeah, it's a bad policy. And the other thing is the Democrats have trying to ramrod through without going through normal procedures. If any other private business was trying to just do a hotel development somewhere, they'd be put through the ringer by the environmental. How they got all the fast tracking done is a mystery. It shows an agenda that is not for the people of New Jersey, and we need to stop it.
Curtis Bashaw, where can people learn more about your campaign, by the way?
Curtis Bashaw for Senate.com. There's a sign over there. We'll happily tell you. We've got some cards. Angelo's here. We'll pass them around to folks that are interested. But we need everybody's support. We're going to take it to the people of New Jersey. We are going to win this fall. Mark my word. Let's do this. Let's do it together.
Curtis Bashaw, thank you for stopping by. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you, Rich. Great day. Good to see everybody.
The Rich Scioli Show
there
on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
And Curtis will be here to say hello, so feel free to say hi and introduce yourself to him as we continue along here live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. We have more great guests coming up throughout the show today. Jimmy Fallon is going to be here later, and we have tickets to his comedy show if you're interested in going to see him. They're up here for you, courtesy of our friend David Gelman. All right, now zip it. I'm not going to break. Hey, zip it. I'm just kidding. You don't have to zip it. You can talk. I'm just kidding. You know, there's some great to see some familiar faces, by the way. Whenever we do these live shows in Cape May, I always get to see familiar faces. And there's a young woman here who wrote the nicest review of my show that anyone's ever written. Do you remember the review you wrote for me? Saying that I was better than Ben Shapiro, which obviously I am, clearly. Still the best review to this day I've ever gotten. And then right behind is another wonderful person who's a great friend of ours who also wrote a wonderful review of me on our podcast. So thank you for that. Listen, if you guys don't mind, take a moment to review the podcast, write something nice about it. I would appreciate it. You're our marketing department. You can tell we don't have a big budget for anything. So it's on you to help us grow. But we're doing our best here. We really are. I need DeSantis back. I got to get him back here into the show. Listen, we'll talk about the jitney later, though. All right. As we continue along here, I want to play another cup for you. We were talking about the service industry and the tips and everything. So, Andrew, let's go to this clip over here. This is now... Which one is that, Matt? Help me out here with this. This is the clip on the gratuities.
Oh,
we could find that here.
Cut four, I believe.
Cut number four. Andrew, let's cue up cut number four. This is President Trump's proposal to eliminate federal taxes on tips. Is earning high praise from Las Vegas restaurant workers and business owners. Take a listen.
For my workers, it definitely would help. We are a small business, so it's not like you're dealing with these big restaurants where it would impact them a lot. But I mean, as for myself, I think it would be a little less paperwork for myself. For my employees, maybe they would enjoy it. They would like it.
Yeah, I think it is a great idea.
Makes you more likely to vote for him.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a big deal. It's a big deal for people that work in the service industry, no doubt about it. All right, 855-839-1210 is the number on Twitter, at Rich Zioli. I want to tell you about my friend and my dentist, Dr. Mike Veneria. Great guy. He is the master of implant dentistry, and I've been telling you about him for years. My entire family goes to Dr. Veneria because the level of care and commitment to dental excellence that Dr. Mike and his staff delivers to every patient is unmatched. He's been delivering results that surpass expectations, and that has made him a top dentist in New Jersey for 10 consecutive years. He has one of the most respected reputations among his peers as a master of dental implants. So, if you've been on the fence about getting that dental procedure done, reach out to Dr. Mike today. You have a choice, a clear choice for you and your family. Give Dr. Veneria a call. I promise you won't be disappointed. With two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, schedule your free implant consultation today for your perfect smile. Call 856-786-2020 or visit VeneriaDental.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Now listen, I have a quick announcement to make regarding talking during the show, which is don't. So there's a group of people in the back of the room there. You see them? Those heathens? I hesitate to say this because one of them is coming home with me tonight if all goes well. I offered her my room key, but she said no. Apparently she already has one. If you guys wouldn't mind chatting by the bar, that'd be awesome. Because people hate you guys. And, you know, you're my friends and my wife. But so the bar's just right over there. Just walk right over to it and chit-chat away. Meg, I'm looking at you. And Bridget Zioli, everybody. The woman behind the show. The Zioli Army. The first lady of the Zioli Army. So if you wouldn't mind just zipping it by leaving the room and going over there and talking by the bar. And Bashaw, listen, we all want you to win, but not at the expense of my ratings. So that means you got to go over there too, shake hands, kiss babies, do it by the bar, so that everybody can hear the show. Any other ground rules we got to cover? Look at Bridget. There we go, Brad. Love you, honey. And then the rest of them aren't following. Look at this. Doug, AJ, Jay, Lauren, could you be the adult in the room, please? At least you, Erica, thank you. Now, let's give my friends from South Jersey a big round of applause for disrupting the entire show. It's Meg, Lauren, Jay, Erica, AJ, who just retired as a police captain. So let's give him a big round of applause right there. Listen, if you can't joke with your friends, that means you have no friends. Remember that Zioli wisdom, that nugget. I'm just kidding. You don't have to make it like a library. It's okay. But no, I appreciate it very much. I really do appreciate being here. Mostly, I just know that those guys are going to just pay for the entire hotel tonight with their bar bill, just them. So I figure keep them as close to the alcohol supply as possible. It's wonderful to be here today at the Grand Hotel of Cape May. It's wonderful to be with you, and I really do appreciate you being here with us. We have a couple great guests coming up, including Congressman Jeff Van Drew is going to join the show in a little bit as well. And we have tickets for Jimmy Fallon's comedy show tomorrow night in Red Bank. If you'd like to go to the Everybody Calm Down Tour, we got them for you right up here, courtesy of our friend David Gelman, who is attorney at law, one of Trump campaign surrogates. He's got a Newsmax hit tonight at 7 o'clock. So we got to make sure we get that through. Now, I'll tell you, as we talk about all the issues of the day today, the economy is everything. Now, have you taken your family to McDonald's recently? Anybody? So the McDonald's $5 value meal has intensified a price war. Remember there was a day when you used to get things for a dollar? Remember that? The dollar menu, the value Right now in this economy, because of Joe Biden, prices have gone up so much, and because of blue states where they have minimum wage laws of $20 to $25 an hour, the price of a Happy Meal or just a regular meal has gone up through the roof in such a degree. McDonald's is betting on now a new $5 meal deal, raising the stakes at U.S. restaurants trying to lure back inflation-weary diners. Did you ever think that we'd be having this conversation in America? Where we got to offer a $5 value meal to try to lure people back to freaking McDonald's? Because now going out to McDonald's is considered like going out to Jean George. It's like, well, I thought I'd take the family out to a fancy dinner tonight. It's a Scottish place called McDonald's. They have wonderful fries. Figure we can all eat and it'll be only $72.99. And if you notice now, these fast food places, a lot of them, you don't even talk to people anymore. You have a kiosk. You hit the kiosk right there. There is a, this is going to come down to, this election is going to come down to this. I'm not kidding. Now, this issue of being able to take your family out for an affordable meal is going to drive everything. Look, you and I may not, maybe we're blessed enough we don't have to worry about that, but I can tell you there are people that if they want to do something special with their kids, and it's, hey, let's take everybody out, we'll celebrate, we'll go to McDonald's tonight, celebrate graduation. That would be the kind of thing that you would do with your kids. For a lot of families right now, they can't do that. And so you have people who are literally leaving and not coming to these fast food restaurants. So they're trying to win them back by doing these kind of things. And then the other fast food restaurants now, so they're trying to roll out their own value meals to try to compete with this. But McDonald's has been losing money because of the fact that, guess what? All the prices to create the food at McDonald's have gone through the roof because of Joe Biden's inflation. Don't discount this. Meanwhile, there are Democrats who are dining at lofty restaurants like Jean George who don't feel the pinch of this economy. They don't know what we're talking about. So when Trump stands there and says, we're going to cut taxes, we're not going to tax people's tips in the service industry, guess what? That's music to their ears. It's exactly the right move. It's exactly the right message. We'll talk about the economy with Congressman Dan Muser from Pennsylvania. He's on the Small Business Committee in the House. We're coming right back live from the Grand Hotel of Cape May.
The only show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Congressman Dan Muser joining us in just a moment. I want to mention real quick, though, the big story of the day brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria is the state of the economy. Go see Dr. Mike Veneria today for your perfect smile. If you're on the fence about getting that dental procedure, Dr. Mike will help you. He is the master of dental implants, so schedule your free consultation today, VeneriaDental.com. So I'm very happy to welcome to the show a man who fights for Pennsylvania every day in the House of Representatives. He is Congressman Dan Muser. Dan, how are you today, Congressman?
Rich, appreciate that very much. Great to be with you.
Absolutely. And you know, what I appreciate is that you are a member of the U.S. House Committee on Financial Services, a member of the House Committee on Small Business. We've been talking about business all day today, the economy, how tough it is, particularly mom and pop businesses in the hospitality industry. So I was really happy to hear when former and future President Trump came out and said, let's waive taxes on the tips for people in the service industry.
Yeah, you know, me too. At first when I heard it, I wasn't so sure how that might work, but you can put some limits on it so it doesn't get abused. But you know what? It's Trump at his best. He got the idea actually from a waitress, suggested it to him, and it by all means helps those that are more, you know, lower income, young people, middle income. It's a great idea. And, you know, small businesses in general, families are hurting. I mean, under Bidenomics, inflation is up 20%. Call it 19.8%. In some other places, in the cities, it's like 27, 28. So from rentals, childcare, electricity, housing, of course, groceries and gasoline, you know, Biden plan is a disaster for Americans, making simply their way of living unaffordable.
Congressman Muser, the other thing, too, that I think when we talk about the economy right now is that the effects of inflation are reaching everybody. And then on top of that now, you also have the idea that we're going to be paying for all these illegal immigrants who are coming into our country. And that's infuriating people. Pennsylvania, let's face it, I mean, we're a border state, too, now, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it absolutely infuriates people. I did an event down North Philly with some an African-American groups, and that was one of the main things they were bringing up. It's infuriating to them that their funds and taxpayer dollars and parks are being utilized and housing for illegals, for non-citizens. And not to mention the drugs and the crime that comes with it and the disaster that's occurred in Mexico. I mean, Joe Biden can never do anything to correct what's been done, and the only person that will come in and correct it in a hurry will be President Trump. And boy, oh boy, does it need to get done. Hundreds of billions of dollars in cost, human trafficking, the list just goes on.
There's a poll out that nearly half of Americans right now are struggling because of inflation. And New York Post had this story, and they said in the story that when you're looking at swing states in particular, nearly half of Americans report that the recent spike in inflation is making it harder to make ends meet. Monmouth University released this poll Wednesday. 46% of Americans are currently struggling. So as President Trump goes into the debate Thursday night, Congressman Buser, what would you encourage him to say and to focus on, particularly when it comes to his record versus Biden's?
Well, clearly his record was significant and strong. Just remember back to pre-COVID 2019, every group's wages were way up. Every group's unemployment levels were down. Manufacturing was up. We had trade agreements that made all kinds of sense for farmers, for the agricultural industries, for manufacturing. And he negotiated them, he and his team, with China, with the rest of the world. He said to Europe, you're not going to impose, and to Japan, who's one of our best allies, you're not going to impose 20% tariffs on us, and we're going to impose 5% on you. He did the same thing with Mexico. And he's not a tariff guy. He's not trying to raise tariffs, which some like to call taxes. But why are they okay with raising taxes on American businesses and not on foreign businesses from other countries? So, but in the end, Trump is always for reciprocal tariffs and or 0% tariffs. But that's what I
they
say.
They don't talk about that enough.
They don't talk about it enough. I mean, Trump is about strengthening our economy through pro-growth initiatives, minimal government, expanding the private sector. Bidenomics is the exact opposite. Big government and minimize capitalism.
Congressman Buser, when we think about Pennsylvania for 2024, and obviously your friend Dave McCormick is running for U.S. Senate. I think he's got a great chance of winning. Mm-hmm. But what we have to make sure, obviously, the vote's secure. I just had Laura Trump on the show a short time ago. We were talking about the Protect the Vote initiative. Trump has opened up a Latinos for Trump office in Philly. He now has the Black Coalition for Trump. He's speaking at Temple tomorrow, the first Republican presidential candidate to ever do that. So we're reaching new people, reaching new demographics. How do we make sure in Pennsylvania going into 2024 the election can be fair and we don't have to worry about any nonsense?
Yeah, and great question. Probably the most important question, because we have great candidates all over the board, statewide races, and Dave McCormick. What Laura Trump and Michael Whatley are doing at the RNC is exactly what should be done, and the PAGOP is partnering with them in maximizing ballots. If people have even a 1% chance that won't be able to vote on Election Day, they need to consider and strongly consider a mail-in ballot. But the Protect the Vote initiative is amazing. I was at the Trump Forest Victory headquarters a few days ago with Laura Trump, with Michael Whatley, with Pam Bondi, and they're getting tens of thousands of volunteers. We need about 5,000 in Pennsylvania. People could look up Protect the Vote and get on board and get part of this training. So people need to be encouraged by this. We didn't do this in the last election. We're not going to be caught sleeping. And we are about all people voting. We want everybody to vote. There's no voter suppression taking place here. We want all U.S. citizens to vote because, frankly, voter suppression is a treasonous act, in my view. That's one of the most important actions that an American citizen needs to take, because we are still we the people, and the people are going to decide what direction our country is going to go into. Either we're going to continue to allow the American dream to stay alive, or we're going to become a big government, one party system, which is as much autocratic and tyrannical as you can get.
Congressman Dan Buser, thanks for joining us here in Philadelphia or in Cape May today, actually, where we are on location. We appreciate it very much.
See you at the rally tomorrow. We're going to have over 10,000 people there because that's as much as the forum fits. So we'll see you at Temple. Thanks, Rich.
Right.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it. Thank you.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, Ron and Loretta Henser here. Can you wave for us? It is their 58th wedding anniversary. Fantastic. And their daughter, Reagan, came up and said hello. And so Ron named his daughter Reagan. How cool is that? And, of course, my daughter's named Reagan. So that was extra special. Hope you want to have a wonderful anniversary.
Fun,
thank you.
You're
for...
here live. You got to tell me I don't know that?
I don't know.
Of course I know that.
What is happening right now?
I don't know what that...
Okay. I think that was Howard Stern. Is this somehow taking over my show? I mean, I am higher than him in the talker's ranking of the heavy 100, but still. Thank you for choosing to spend your anniversary at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. That's wonderful. We're really happy about that. It's fantastic. Whether it's a birthday or anniversary or dinner, this is the place to do it. No question about it. We do have the horns. Can we get the horns for King Philip the Unaccountable, his royal ruggedness, King Philip? All right, now, as you know, I got to do it. Hang on, now, before you do it, come up here. Come up forward here. Just come up here. When you're introducing Murphy, this is the key to when you introduce Phil Murphy, all right? You have to time this correctly with the town crier who has to make a decree of some sort. Remember, in the mind of the New Jersey governor, you are all what? Peasants. Filthy, filthy peasants. And he can boss you around and dictate what you do. But like all good kings, he has a town crier and he has a trumpets to accompany him. So here we go. That's pretty good. Wow, that's really good. Wow. That is solid right there. All right, well, wait, don't go. Hang on. Now let's try it with the official town crier, okay? We got to make the timing here work. Ready? So go ahead. Peasants, gather around. His royal ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable, has a decree. Dead whales and dead dolphins do not vote. So he does not care about you or them. You're all filthy, filthy heathens. Well done. All right, sure. Well, I'm sure you think it's something he's doing to destroy New Jersey. All right, ready? Go ahead. Peasants, gather around. His royal ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable, is very sad as more Democrats got indicted this week. But don't worry. He will escape corruption of New Jersey just like he will escape the damage he created. Well done. All right. What's your name, town crier?
Jerry.
Jerry?
Yeah.
With a J or with a G?
Jay.
So if people want to hire you out to do town crier shows or trumpets,
right.
How do they find you?
All right.
Jerry's Trumpets@gmail.com.
Find me on Twitter, JerryKiss@comcast.net, my email.
All right, you know what we'll do? We'll give you a shout out when we post this, so we'll get your information to DeSantis. Well done. Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate that. All right. There's a guest that I don't think we have booked. Okay, because it's not what it's. Anyway, all right, so let me go to United States Congressman Jeff Van Drew, representing New Jersey's 2nd Congressional District. Congressman Van Drew, how are you, sir?
I am doing great. It's great to be with you guys.
We're happy to be live in Cape May at the Grand Hotel. I'm happy to have you join us. Curtis Bashaw is here. Chairman Mike Donahue's here, even though he's chit-chatting away and distracting me, and he doesn't even hear me talking about him right now. He left. But we appreciate you fighting for New Jersey, and we were just talking about the wind turbines because I got a great view of the ocean. I'm very nervous as they release some plans today showing what these monstrosities would look like, Congressman Van Drew. We got to stop this.
We are going to do everything we can. We got Orsted out, but now we've got to work on Atlantic Shores. This is just bad. Every single thing about it is bad. You know, it's like New Jersey to take its best asset, which is the beautiful shore and the beautiful coast and the amazing ocean that we have, and even try to ruin that as well. It's bad for the fishermen. It hurts them. It's bad for national security and the Coast Guard. because it affects our radar. It is bad for tourism, and it's going to hurt our businesses. It is bad for the environment. We already saw what it did to the whales. We're going to see when they go out there and start doing their probing and sonic testing again what it's going to do. And you know what? Most of all, it's going to be bad for all the utility payers all across the country.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Congressman Dan Muser joining us in just a moment. I want to mention real quick, though, the big story of the day brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria is the state of the economy. Go see Dr. Mike Veneria today for your perfect smile. If you're on the fence about getting a dental procedure, Dr. Mike will help you. He is the master of dental implants, so schedule your free consultation today, VeneriaDental.com. So I'm very happy to welcome to the show a man who fights for Pennsylvania every day in the House of Representatives. He is Congressman Dan Muser. Dan, how are you today, Congressman?
Rich, appreciate that very much. Great to be with you.
Absolutely. And, you know, what I appreciate is that you are a member of the U.S. House Committee on Financial Services, a member of the House Committee on Small Business. We've been talking about business all day today, the economy, how tough it is, particularly mom-and-pop businesses in the hospitality industry. So I was really happy to hear when former and future President Trump came out and said, let's waive taxes on the tips for people in the service industry.
Yeah, you know, me too. At first when I heard it, I wasn't so sure how that might work, but you can put some limits on it so it doesn't get abused. But you know what? It's Trump at his best. He got the idea actually from a waitress, suggested it to him, and it by all means helps those that are more, you know, lower income, young people, middle income. It's a great idea. And, you know, small businesses in general, families are hurting. I mean, under Bidenomics, inflation is up 20%. Call it 19.8%. In some other places in the cities, it's like 27, 28. So from rentals, childcare, electricity, housing, of course, groceries and gasoline, you know, Biden plan is a disaster for Americans, making simply their way of living unaffordable.
Congressman Muser, the other thing, too, that I think when we talk about the economy right now is that the effects of inflation are reaching everybody. And then on top of that now, you also have the idea that we're going to be paying for all these illegal immigrants who are coming into our country. And that's infuriating people. Pennsylvania, let's face it, I mean, we're a border state, too, now, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it absolutely infuriates people. I did an event down North Philly with some an African-American groups, and that was one of the main things they were bringing up. It's infuriating to them that their funds and taxpayer dollars and parks are being utilized and housing for illegals, for non-citizens, and not to mention the drugs and the crime that comes with it and the disaster that's occurred in Mexico. I mean, Joe Biden can never do anything to correct what's been done, and the only person that will come in and correct it in a hurry will be President Trump. And boy, oh boy, does it need to get done. Hundreds of billions of dollars in cost, human trafficking, the list just goes on.
There's a poll out that nearly half of Americans right now are struggling because of inflation. A New York Post had this story, and they said in the story that when you're looking at swing states in particular, nearly half of Americans report that the recent spike in inflation is making it harder to make ends meet. Monmouth University released this poll Wednesday. 46% of Americans are currently struggling. So as President Trump goes into the debate Thursday night, Congressman Muser, what would you encourage him to say and to focus on, particularly when it comes to his record versus Biden's?
Well, clearly his record was significant and strong. Just remember back to pre-COVID 2019, every group's wages were way up. Every group's unemployment levels were down. Manufacturing was up. We had trade agreements that made all kinds of sense for farmers, for the agricultural industries, for manufacturing. And he negotiated them, he and his team, with China, with the rest of the world. He said to Europe, you're not going to impose, and to Japan, who's one of our best allies, you're not going to impose 20% tariffs on us, and we're going to impose 5% on you. He did the same thing with Mexico. And he's not a tariff guy. He's not trying to raise tariffs.
which some like to call taxes. But why are they okay with raising taxes on American businesses and not on foreign businesses from other countries? So, but in the end, Trump is always for reciprocal tariffs and or 0% tariffs. But that's what I
think.
They
don't talk about that enough.
They don't talk about it enough. I mean, Trump is about strengthening our economy through pro-growth initiatives, minimal government, expanding the private sector. Bidenomics is the exact opposite. Big government and minimize capitalism.
Congressman Muser, when we think about Pennsylvania for 2024, and obviously your friend Dave McCormick is running for U.S. Senate. I think he's got a great chance of winning. Mm-hmm. But what we have to make sure, obviously, the vote's secure. I just had Laura Trump on the show a short time ago. We were talking about the Protect the Vote initiative. Trump has opened up a Latinos for Trump office in Philly. He now has the Black Coalition for Trump. He's speaking at Temple tomorrow, the first Republican presidential candidate to ever do that. So we're reaching new people, reaching new demographics. How do we make sure in Pennsylvania going into 2024 that the election can be fair and we don't have to worry about any nonsense?
Yeah, and great question. Probably the most important question, because we have great candidates all over the board, statewide races, and Dave McCormick. What Laura Trump and Michael Whatley are doing at the RNC is exactly what should be done, and the PAGOP is partnering with them in maximizing ballots. If people have even a 1% chance that they won't be able to vote on Election Day, they need to consider and strongly consider a mail-in ballot. But the Protect the Vote initiative is amazing. I was at the Trump Forest Victory headquarters a few days ago with Laura Trump, with Michael Whatley, with Pam Bondi, and they're getting tens of thousands of volunteers. We need about 5,000 in Pennsylvania. People could look up Protect the Vote and get on board and get part of this training. So people need to be encouraged by this. We didn't do this in the last election. We're not going to be caught sleeping. And we are about all people voting. We want everybody to vote. There's no voter suppression taking place here. We want all U.S. citizens to vote because, frankly, voter suppression is a treasonous act, in my view. That's one of the most important actions that an American citizen needs to take, because we are still we the people, and the people are going to decide what direction our country is going to go into. Either we're going to continue to allow the American dream to stay alive, or we're going to become a big government, one party system, which is as much autocratic and tyrannical as you can get.
Congressman Dan Muser, thanks for joining us here in Philadelphia or in Cape May today, actually, where we are on location. We appreciate it very much.
See you at the rally tomorrow. We're going to have over 10,000 people there because that's as much as the forum fits. So we'll see you at Temple. Thanks, Rich.
Right.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it. Thank you.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, Ron and Loretta Henser here. Can you wave for us? It is their 58th wedding anniversary. Fantastic. And their daughter, Reagan, came up and said hello. And so Ron named his daughter Reagan. How cool is that? And, of course, my daughter's named Reagan. So that was extra special. Hope you want to have a wonderful anniversary.
Fun,
thank you.
You're
for...
You're here live. You got to tell me I don't know that?
I don't know.
Of course I know that.
What is happening right now?
I don't know what that...
Okay. I think that was Howard Stern. Is this somehow taking over my show? I mean, I am higher than him in the talker's ranking of the heavy 100, but still. Thank you for choosing to spend your anniversary at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. That's wonderful. We're really happy about that. It's fantastic. Whether it's a birthday or anniversary or dinner, this is the place to do it. No question about it. We do have the horns. Can we get the horns for King Philip the Unaccountable, his royal ruggedness, King Philip? All right, now, as you know, I got to do it. Hang on, now, before you do it, come up here, come up forward here. Just come up here. When you're introducing Murphy, this is the key to when you introduce Phil Murphy, all right? You have to time this correctly with the town crier who has to make a decree of some sort. Remember, in the mind of the New Jersey governor, you are all what? peasants. Filthy, filthy peasants. And he can boss you around and dictate what you do. But like all good kings, he has a town crier and he has a trumpets to accompany him. So here we go. That's pretty good. Wow, that's really good. Wow. That is solid right there. All right, well, wait, don't go. Hang on. Now let's try it with the official town crier. Okay, we got to make the time here work. Ready? So go ahead. Peasants, gather around. His royal ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable, has a decree. Dead whales and dead dolphins do not vote. So he does not care about you or them. You're all filthy, filthy heathens. Well done. All right, sure. Well, I'm sure they get something he's doing to destroy New Jersey. All right, ready? Go ahead. Peasants, gather around. His royal ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable, is very sad as more Democrats got indicted this week. But don't worry, he will escape corruption of New Jersey just like he will escape the damage he created. Well done. All right. What's your name, town crier?
Jerry?
Yeah. With a J or with a G?
Jay,
so if people want to hire you out to do town crier shows or trumpets, right. How do they find you?
All right.
Jerry's Trumpets@gmail.com?
Find me on Twitter, JerryKiss@comcast.net, my email.
All right, we know what we'll do. We'll give you a shout-out when we post this, so we'll get your information to DeSantis. Well done. Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate that. All right. There's a guest that I don't think we have booked. Okay, because it's not what it's... Anyway, all right, so let me go to United States Congressman Jeff Van Drew, representing New Jersey's 2nd Congressional District. Congressman Van Drew, how are you, sir?
I am doing great. It's great to be with you guys.
We're happy to be live in Cape May at the Grand Hotel. I'm happy to have you join us. Curtis Bashaw is here. Chairman Mike Donahue's here, even though he's chit-chatting away and distracting me, and he doesn't even hear me talking about him right now. He left. But we appreciate you fighting for New Jersey, and we were just talking about the wind turbines because I got a great view of the ocean. I'm very nervous as they release some plans today showing what these monstrosities would look like, Congressman Van Drew. We got to stop this.
We are going to do everything we can. We got Orsted out, but now we've got to work on Atlantic Shores. This is just bad. Every single thing about it is bad. You know, it's like New Jersey to take its best asset, which is the beautiful shore and the beautiful coast and the amazing ocean that we have, and even try to ruin that as well. It's bad for the fishermen. It hurts them. It's bad for national security and the Coast Guard, because it affects our radar. It is bad for tourism, and it's going to hurt our businesses. It is bad for the environment. We already saw what it did to the whales. We're going to see when they go out there and start doing their probing and sonic testing again what it's going to do. And you know what? Most of all, it's going to be bad for all the utility payers all across the country and the East Coast, because guess what? You're going to do all this stuff. You're going to have unreliable energy. You're going to rely on foreign countries for your energy, and you're going to increase your utility costs by many folds. I mean, I just can't believe they're pushing this proposal. But, Rich, it's about the same old thing, man. It's about internationalists, for real, making billions of dollars off the back of people who just love the New Jersey shore. It is a shame. It's horrible. And we've got to fight this as hard as we know how to fight.
Congressman, when we talk about this upcoming election, Wildwood, you were the center of the show along with President Trump. 100,000 people came out for that, which was amazing. Yeah, no, absolutely. And There were a lot of Pennsylvania plates in the parking lot, which is a great sign because Pennsylvania is a swing state. But obviously, we have a chance in New Jersey here as well because people are fed up. People are tired. What are you hearing about are the biggest issues that your constituents are talking to you about right now? The economy, immigration, all the above?
All the above. I think you just named two really huge ones. One of them is immigration. We saw this week more innocent people were murdered. And a young lady, illegal, tied this young girl, 13 years old, and a young boy who was 13 as well, together. And then he raped the young girl at 13 years old, a mother of five. This just happened this week, a mother of five. And that was in New York, by the way. That was in Queens, the one story. In Maryland, a young woman who had five children and a good family was murdered. First she was raped and then she was murdered by somebody who escaped and got into the United States and was released into our country. It is insane what we're doing. There is no country ever on the face of the earth that has ever prevailed by having open borders. It's everything that's wrong. And you know what's bad about it? All of us love not illegal immigration, but legal immigration. Good people who want to work hard and live in America. It takes them like a decade. And in this administration, the Biden administration has made it easy for illegals and criminals to walk into our country, and they've made it even harder for legal, good, sound immigrants to come into our country. I don't even have the words, and I'm not going to curse over the radio in front of your crowd. It disgusts me. It disgusts me what's going on. And the economy. But the economy, man. You know what? Somebody, and I'll only leave it on this one fact. This is not a Republican talking point. This is fact. It costs someone twice as much right now to buy a home. I'm sorry, let me correct that. They have to earn twice as much income to buy a home now than they did 4 years ago. 4 years ago, people were buying and selling homes. Now, young people, lots of people, even that work hard and are saving money, cannot afford to buy a home because of the high interest rates. Our foreign policy is bad. Our economic policy internally is bad. This is just the worst president ever. We've got to win for the future of the republic.
Congressman Jeff Van Drew is with me. You have the ear of President Trump, no doubt about it. Going into the debate Thursday night against Joe Biden, what advice would you give him as he takes the stage?
Look, I'm going to be very frank because I've always told you the truth, Rich. I think, and I hate to say this, and I'm not a conspiracy guy. I think, and I told the president this, but he wants to do it anyhow. I think this debate's rigged. For seven straight days, they have been with Joe Biden working day and night. I believe they're going to medicate him. I believe that they have gone over the questions over and over. President Trump is going before moderators that don't like him, before networks that hate him, CNN and ABC. I believe Biden's going to get the questions in advance, and I think they're going to work out the answers. And I'm not a crazy guy, but I really do believe it. I wish the president didn't say he was going to do this debate, but he is, because he's a brave guy, and he does what he believes is right. But he's not only going to be debating Joe Biden, he's going to be debating the moderators, and I think they're going to be tough questions that are geared to putting him in a corner. With that all said, he's right on the issues, and I hope people listen to that, the issues. But the tough part of this is, if Biden goes on stage and just doesn't even fall down, people are going to say he did well. The bar is so low. They expect so little with Joe Biden. So, you know, Donald is energetic, full of energy. He believes in America. He loves America. So I believe that he will prevail. But I just don't like the setup. Remember, Joe Biden would not abide by the debates that for years everyone has, that through the commission, that are organized in a certain way, to at least be somewhat objective. Why don't we have an announcer that is totally objective, or one that loves Biden, but one that loves Trump as well? That's not the deal we're getting. This is a bad deal, but he'll win anyhow.
Congressman Jeff Van Drew, we appreciate your time today. I always appreciate you having the good fight for the people of South Jersey. The other issue I wanted to ask you about is when we think about all of the, you know, issues that are before us, the Democrats rigging this debate, which I know a lot of people have said. The other thing is a secure election going into the fall, because we want to make sure that we can trust the vote. And I heard Trump say in Wildwood, he said, we got to make this too big to rig, too big to rig. I know the RNC is dispatching election lawyers, but we've seen the nonsense. We've seen the shenanigans in the past. How do we make sure this election is secure?
Oh, we got to work at it. So first of all, anybody who can volunteer to work on election day should do so, to keep an eye on everything. We've got all these districts and inner cities and Democratic areas that have no Republicans present, number one. Number two, you're right about the RNC. They are going to dispatch people. They're going to have thousands of attorneys. We're going to be ready, willing, and able to move on these issues, and we're going to be more ready than we've been in the past. Third of all, President Trump is absolutely right. We got to make it too big to rig. And then finally, we got to vote early. I want everybody who's there to listen. This is so important. To vote early. We didn't make the rules, but we got to play by them. Hopefully, when we get a stronger House of Representatives and a Senate and a new president, President Trump, then we can make this all better. However, right now, the Democrats are great at this. They know how to win. They're going to early vote. Every single county should be set up to have early voting. They do have it in New Jersey by law. But people should go out and vote early. You're not voting by mail. You're not voting on paper. You'll be voting on the same exact machines that you vote on election day. That's important. And then finally, my election. You know, this is no joke. So I have this guy that this is exactly what happened. He's from Princeton, New Jersey. He lived in Princeton. He bought a summer home last year in Cape May. He registered a month to vote in Cape May. A month after he bought the summer home, and about a month after that, he said he was running for United States Congress. You got a guy who bought a summer home last year, who's from Princeton, doesn't even really live down here, and he's running, but he's got tons of money, and he's going to spend his money, we think. He spent almost $750,000 on the primary, and that's how he won the Democratic primary. So these guys play for real. We're going to win. But I'm going to have to work hard for my congressional seat, and I'm going to work hard for it. It's the only way I know to do it, and I appreciate everybody's help and support on that as well, and for Curtis as well.
Well, we got to make sure we put you and Curtis Bashaw over the top and President Trump over the top, and I think we're going to have historic turnout among Republicans in this election. But we have to. We can't take it for granted. We can't stay home, and we can't go into this with a mindset like they're going to cheat. I mean, we have to believe that we can prevail, and I want everybody to have that optimistic opinion going into this election. Right, Congressman Van Drew? There's just nothing.
We will.
Nothing
no, we're going to win. We're going to save America. The Republic is going to be saved. We're going to win. But the reason we have to, we also got to get in the weeds, and the weeds are the early voting. And I didn't even finish that up. So when people vote early, all of us, everybody that's with you right now, all vote early. Then on election day, when we have the 14 hours to get out the vote, we won't keep calling people that already voted. We can focus on the people that might be working a double shift, or God help them, forgot about election day, or whatever the reason is. We can focus on the people we need to get out. That's why the early voting is so important, because usually we're just guessing and trying to do our best. And a lot of times we're knocking on doors and calling people and putting door knockers up on people's homes that already have voted. We don't want to do that. We want to get the ones that haven't voted. That's why the early voting is so important. That's why I want it. That's why President Trump wants it.
Congressman Jeff Van Drew, appreciate it, my friend. Thanks for joining us here in Cape May, your district. We appreciate it.
Hey, I love all of you that are there. Enjoy this beautiful weekend. I got to tell you, man, there's a real connection between Pennsylvania and New Jersey, and the connection's going to get stronger because both states are going to win and go Republican.
All right. All right, my friend. Thank you. Look forward to seeing you in person
soon. You're
welcome.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Girl Chris, do me a favor. Please stand up if you would. You know, when you come to these shows, you're part of the show. So that means if I pick on you, if I embarrass you, if I kick you out, show everybody that shirt, please. That's brilliant. It says, dead whales don't vote. Dead Democrats do. That is a brilliant, brilliant saying. Who created that saying? Oh, that's right, I did. You know who said that? Me. I did. Does anybody remember when Cuomo said that during COVID? You know who came up with that idea? I did. That was me. I did. Come on in. Join us. Welcome. We got the Utes in the house, too. We got the next generation of great conservative warriors, I hope. I really appreciate you being here with us at the Grand Hotel of Cape May. I appreciate it very much. Jimmy Failla texted me. He is on his way. He only has about 9 hours left to go, so that's not too bad. So, Bob, we may have to stay on the air. John, we may have to stay on the air till tomorrow morning. It's fine, though, you know. It's a lot of air. I know. Well, Pam, you're used to a lot of the air that's spewed by that table, right? You know, they have a boat. It's called the Beast. It's an 80-foot yacht that they impounded from Vladimir Putin, and it's not far from here, right, that yacht? Yeah. When they're not catching fish and going to the Cape May Marlin Tuna and Catfish Club, which is a wonderful little local dive bar of which I am a member, because all they had to do was just take my money. It wasn't like I had to pass an application or background check. But when they're not doing that, they are helping bring illegal immigrants from Florida, because the government will now pay for your gas if you do that. So thank you guys for your hard work with that. We appreciate that. It's Joe Biden's plan. If you bring some illegals up to the coast and just save us the trip, we'll give you the gas money. That's going to be the new immigration policy of this administration. All right, listen, we got 30 minutes of nonstop talk coming up straight ahead, courtesy of our friends at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. It's great to be with you live in Cape May. We're coming right back.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.